One of the questions that arose from the fifth graders at St. Augustine the other day dealt with the reality of heaven. And as you can imagine, some had tried to peg me into a corner by saying, well, does that consist of eating pizza limitlessly? And other such questions as may, or thoughts that may delight children and think about how it is that they would receive the ultimate source of happiness. And I told them that one thing is for sure, that in heaven we will never be left wanting for joy, such as the beauty of God in the beatific vision that awaits us. Lent prepares us now for that foretaste of heaven. You see, we tend to complicate things, and that's because there are just so many good things that exist in this world. Yet these goods, we know, ought to be subordinate to the ultimate good, our Lord. And because we oftentimes take those lesser goods and place them on a pedestal than He who is the greatest good, that's how we complicate things. And that's where division in our heart increases. Lent is meant to be a place in which we ready our hearts so that more and more of our attention is directed toward Him who alone can satisfy. And some of us really have not gone deep enough to entrust our relationship with God in that way, to really give Him that chance, to really give Him that opportunity. I think sometimes when we approach Lent, we do so half-heartedly. You know, maybe we make some kind of compromise to God. You know, maybe we say, okay, well, I'll give this up, but not that, or not to this degree. You know, we know the things in which we are attached to, but oftentimes we don't want to make that complete step to go right into the water as St. Peter was invited to. You know, we just want to do just enough that we think we can get away. But the reality is that when we find ourselves entering into the deep waters of faith and really letting the Lord lead us in our Lenten practices, it is there that we will certainly give God that chance, that opportunity in which the relationship in which He desires to grow within us will flourish. Aside from enhancing our Lenten practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, I encourage you to join us for our Lenten retreat conference. Beginning tomorrow, will be for every Thursday during Lent at 7 o'clock at our Life Center. It's entitled Jesus, Our Hope, an opportunity to see why we need Jesus and how He makes all the difference in our lives. We'll have an opportunity afterwards to pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament in Eucharistic adoration, and then there will also be opportunities to go to confession after every night. This Lent, we should ask, what do I need to do to lighten my bags as I prepare myself for heaven? As good as these created things might be, it pales in comparison to the glory that awaits us.